I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
But anyway, we on. Who that?
You want to be Phil?
Big Phil? No, throw what you want. There he is, dude.
Phil.
God damn, you look good.
He says, I can't hear him.
You look good. Tell him he looks good.
You'd say something nice to the people. Just anything.
During these challenging times, we'll only be stronger when we're done.
Hell yeah, dude. You might have infected him, bro.
He might have just, yeah, you might have just died. But that was a good last message.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't die in that goddamn sweat. Something that Oprah would wear.
Okay, beat it. He said, I'm going to die dressed like Oprah.
Phil came in from working outside and hit me with the fucking, I just listened to your podcast. It's you and your friend talking about wiping your ass for 20 minutes. You're not allowed to take mom's car anymore.
Damn.
So he hit me with the, you're grounded. So was that the... Because the cruise was in the shop.
How fun was that, though?
It's so fun. Greenskins versus Draculas?
Yeah. Whew. What's your dad say about your video game
play? He doesn't know, dude.
He doesn't know?
You think I'm going to let Phil see me playing Dracula?
I'm going to text him.
Dude.
What would he say if he walked in on you doing the Greenskins versus the Draculas?
He would be upset, dude, because I put it in my room. I'm laying on my bed playing it.
Oh.
He would walk in and see me laying on my belly on a computer with feet in the air, kicking. He'd see me, and I'd have to, and I'm facing the wall, so the door would be behind me. So he'd open it, and I'd have to be like, get out of here, Dad!
All be up in his thighs.
Shorts are all the way up. I'm like, Dad, get the fuck out! He's like, it's dinner. I'm like, I'm not ready yet!
He can see your
I told
balls.
You I didn't want any! Phil had to do that once.
What?
Tibble got in a fight in the front yard with another cat. So it was like, you know, 5-6 in the morning. You just hear two cats screaming. Oh, Phil ran down in his whitey tighties. This is like 6 a.m. So people are like walking out to get the newspaper and shit. School buses. Oh. Phil was out in just his whitey tighties and a fishing rod swinging at the cats.
That was his weapon?
He grabbed a fishing rod from the closet that was right by the door and just started whipping cats. Yeah, man. It's a strong tradition in the Gillis family, too.
Cat whipping.
If your cat's in a fight, you got to jump in, dude.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to strangle a fox.
You have to, man.
And then he came, me and him got in a beef, dude. Hard beef.
Why?
I haven't seen him spaz like this in a while. He came back from the men's club, had a couple drinks in him.
Couple pops.
He's like, we're watching golf. We're watching it. And I was like, hockey's on. It's playoff hockey. So Phil comes in. He's like, put it on. And then he like screamed. He was like screaming, like trying to fight me. In front of my family, everybody in there was like, Phil, relax. And he was like, what the fuck? It like spazzing.
He needed to see what was going on.
But he doesn't know. So they lost the remote that controls the TV. They have the cable remote. That's what they use. But they lost the remote. So I downloaded an app on my phone that can be, that's the remote. So I just kept changing it from anywhere. I can go in my room and change it.
He had no idea.
I can hit like channel down and you just hear this, God fucking damn it. And then I just, I went to YouTube and typed in 10 hours of Trump saying bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, and put that on. And that literally resulted in him chasing me through the house. Because I couldn't get it back off. I couldn't get it off. I was like, I don't know how to change it. He was like, change it right now, motherfucker. Like, and it was just Trump on full volume going, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong. And then my niece and nephew started going, bing, bing, bong. Like, everyone was screaming at him.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong.
They have done a great job of propagandizing just everybody to be like, fuck free healthcare, dude.
Fuck
what
that,
am I,
dude.
Gay? You just call me gay?
I'm trying to pay. And then everyone goes to the hospital and like, $80,000? And they're like, this is crazy, man. And you're like, yeah, we can set it up for free. You're like, fuck you, dude.
Don't ever say that again.
I'd rather stay my whole life in medical debt.
I'm in debt because I broke my leg on a bike.
I'm in debt for America.
Dude, I brought it up to my dad. I got in a fight with Phil like yesterday. Yeah. Not a fight, because I was just like, just tell me why, dude. Why? He's like, guys, go to those other countries, Shane. You sit in a waiting room for 3 days. I'm like, what are you talking? You've never been to England. I was like, every Western country has it. He's like, yeah, like who? Name one. Canada? I was like, that's their talking points is just like France? Fucking France, dude. What'd you say? Yeah, dad policy would definitely be like, France is gay. That's our number one diplomatic measure.
War on France.
War on France just by calling them gay. Turn the Middle East to glass. Start over. They ought to do that, Shane. Damn, I was in Phil's ass, too. He got a cold.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Oh. I heard him.
He was a motherfucker about it. Mm-hmm. Dude, we got pizza. Stuck his hands all over the pizza. I was like, you're such a fucking dickhead. I stayed home and then argued with my dad. Classic Saturday night. Night fever. It was me and my dad. I'm like, you're being an asshole. You're sick, dude. What if you have it?
Yeah, really?
Just go to your room. And he was like, you fucking get out of my house.
So he touched all the za.
He touched all the za.
What the fuck? Why was he doing that?
I think he was drunk.
Was he really?
I think he had a couple drinks, and he was like, you're being an asshole. It's a cold, Shane. And I was like, even if it's just a cold, stop touching all the food.
Yeah, this is a time, especially colds aren't really welcome right now.
Colds are not. I was like, if I get a cold, I'm fucked. I'm going to have to literally, like, cancel September. Yeah, I forgot about this. You want to know what had Phil fired up?
What?
Got honky Phil fired up.
What?
Lemaire, you'll like this. Do you remember when, what's his name? Montrezl Harrell. Yeah. So... last game, he called Luka Doncic, right? He called him a white, pussy-ass white boy.
Call Luka Doncic?
Yeah, Luka Doncic is a honk.
Yeah.
Montrez, his life matters a lot.
Yeah.
All right? He's that. So Phil took it personally. And then, of course, Luka Doncic hits a fucking ridiculous game winner, balls out last night. Like, sick fucking play. Really? Phil's like, yeah, how about that? There's that pussy-ass white boy for you. Like, just. But in Phil's defense, because he was arguing this with me, and I was like, well, obviously, he's like, now imagine if that was different.
Yeah.
If Luka Doncic made a play and said that to Montrez, what would happen?
Yeah.
And I was like, you understand it is different, right? Mm-hmm. A little. He's like, tell me why. And I was like, you want me to explain, like, history? Is that what you want right now? But it was funny to hear Doc Rivers, Montrez's coach, be like, yeah, people are sensitive these days. I sat him down. I was like, you can't say stuff like that.
Can't say pussy-ass white boy.
Can't call it. And he's like, look, I know him. I don't think it was a race thing. Mm-hmm. Called him a pussy-ass white boy. Yeah. I think it might have been slightly racial. That is funny. It was a big moment for the whites in basketball.
Dude, I'd be sick if black dudes can't say white. If I was like, excuse me?
What did you say to me?
What did you say to me?
Fuck was I watching? I was watching some sport with Phil. I think it was just golf. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't have been golf because there were AIDS pills commercials. Anyway, there was HIV pills commercials. And I was like, Dad, you're going to need some of those. And he was like, What's that? And he started watching the commercial. And he was like, what? I was like, because you have gay AIDS. And he was like, he got so upset, dude. It's so funny.
Get to bed, Phil.
Greenhouse.
Wait, I want to see you in that. Lay down. I want to see you in the size of that bed, dude.
Pee Wee Herman
house. Lay in that bed.
Fuck.
Lay down.
Let me get my stuff off.
Last night, Phil had a couple cocktails. Me and him were sitting there, and he goes, now, Shane, you want to know something? And I was like, what's that? And he was like, now, let's say Joe Biden dies in office. Who's next in line to be president? And I was like, Kamala Harris? And he was like, she was born in Jamaica. She can't be president. You know who's after that? Nancy Pelosi. That's what this is all about. And I was just like, Kamala Harris was born in Oakland. I was like, who told you that? And he was like, the shuttle driver on the way to the Mechanicsburg Club picnic. Oh, he was like, he just told me it. I was like, yeah, that guy just lied to you. So Phil's standing there. Phil's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Football, so he's got some bets coming in. He's got to take a look. Yeah. And I went behind him and went, go, Phil, what are you doing? And I grabbed his sides. He got so fucking pissed. Dude. I scared the shit out. I scared him so much that he elbowed my sister. And dude,
did he drop his phone?
No, he held on to it. But I've never seen someone spaz this hard. Dude, Phil spazzed I go, Phil, what are you doing? He's like, God damn, you fucking idiot. Like, just, he fucking spazzed, dude. And then my mom was laughing. Me and my mom were laughing. He was like, you two fucking idiots. And then I was like, what'd you call mom? And he's like, I was talking to your sister. Like, while angry, he had to deflect. I'm airing my family out pretty hard on this, but it was Monday, which is when he definitely never drinks. Mm. He doesn't drink on Mondays.
Really?
So he's always so mean on Mondays. He's always so fucking angry. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, it's Monday, you're not drinking? He's like, yeah, that's it, Shane, sure. Yeah, it's because I'm not drinking, Shane. Asshole. He's like, dude. I almost, Phil, so we're at dinner, and somebody was like, oh, my skin's all dry. I was like, oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room. And Phil was instantly like, and I was like, what, dude? What? Wait, I shouldn't have said what. This is a dinner, like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like, because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended
I
yourself.
Had to. It was a trap. And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, lotion, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
He's been on my ass for this mustache.
What about it?
What do you think?
He wants to shave it up?
Yeah.
What's his problem?
He's like, what's this little, what's that on your lips?
They get dads get whacked, man.
He gets so mad.
If you wear like a new thing or something, it fucks him up.
He fucking hates my tracksuit.
What's his problem?
He hates it.
What's his problem?
He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? I don't know. He doesn't know exactly. I don't think he understands exactly what his problem is. But if he sees his son in a totally matching outfit, he's like, what's going on here? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Yeah. What are you doing?
Is Phil we
should,
together?
What we should do is before Phil get the night before Phil gets there, we should choreograph a dance.
We should.
Us and the rest of the house should figure out jump a long, out the window. And when Phil comes in, don't say anything to him. But while we're all chilling, hit play on Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night.
Oh my.
And each one of us. We should.
We should use that trip as an opportunity.
Phil would sit there like an old man and just be like. He would be like, okay. Okay.
Oh, fuck. No, it's you.
Phil's, this will be rough.
He's
this
gonna, dude,
isn't going to go well.
You know what? You think so? He's going to be partying hard. He's going to be chilling at the beach. How many days is he going to be down there for?
I think three or four. Three.
Dude, is he going for the latter half? He's going to tag me out.
Yeah.
I'll be there for. Oh, dude. This is going to be one of the nicest. Your dad's going to be very fond of this. I'm telling you, man. This is.
With Spud?
Yeah, dude. Phil love
and Spud might be the weirdest
he's
combo.
Love Spud.
Spud's going to hit him with a story, and Phil's going to be like, this guy, Shane, your friends are weird.
Oh, yeah.
Spud's hit me with stories where I've been like, oh, my God, dude. What the fuck?
Dude, it was wicked, man. She's like, how many drinks do you have? I was like, there's like three drinks. Four, I don't know. That, I started hitting with the ABV.
You hit it with the Phil Gillis, man.
I had fucking two drinks. What the hell?
I know you did. I watched you have six. What are you, a fucking woman? Shut up. I go with Phil to the bar, his bar. Oh. And it's always nice. It's always a nice time. It's nice bonding. Me and Phil don't hang out that. But then as soon as we get home, my mom's always like, how did you get home? Did you drive? And he's like, I had two beers. And I'm like, nah, Dad, I saw you have six. He's like, God damn it, shut up. You're like a woman. Dude. That's what he always hits me with.
Every once in a while, Phil would come home from the nights or something. It'd be Phil on the loose. You got to just get out, dude. Because he wasn't doing it. He wasn't actually hitting you. He was just, he's like, I'm going to get you. Like, okay, would run. Yeah. It was very fun.
So it wasn't an angry kick.
No, but every once in a while, he would catch you and actually be like, yeah, you don't run. Like, hit you. Like, what the fuck?
He was teaching lessons.
He came home to teach some lessons. He DUI'd from the nights to be like, I got to toughen these kids up. I got to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember we were laying in the living room watching TV, and he kicked my sister. And she like rolled in. She like exaggerated the roll, but she rolled and hit the tree. And
was the lesson?
The tree fell. The lesson was probably, it was probably something like, turn this off. I'm watching something. Here's what I'd like to discuss. I went to a girls' high school basketball game this weekend to watch my old man coach.
What's he running, zone, or is he woman? Is running, he running woman on woman?
No, they're running little kid soccer where everyone screams and chases the ball.
What?
And then whoever has the ball looks straight down and goes like this. And goes. It was fucking crazy.
What?
I couldn't believe it. I've had arguments with my dad about how many points I would score. And he's like,
Shane, these girls would whoop your ass. And I watched. I was like, definitely dude, not, dude. I would score 100 points. I mean, what? And also, the whole time I was thinking, this is how Phil is going to die. Phil is going to have a heart attack in the middle of a girl's high school.
6A ball?
On the bench in front of all the girls that he's coaching. And they're all going to be like, ew. It's
like, that's statue stuff, dude.
He's going to die at like at Redland or Cedar Cliff. And they're going to have to put him on the bus.
Oh.
He's going to die at an away game.
And it used to be bad. Before comedy was going well, my parents would be like, you are a fucking loser. Now they're like, dude, how are you doing this? How is this working? I'm like,
you're like, I've been training.
Yeah, I'll come up the steps, but I think I'm going to buy this house.
Yeah, one more word out of you, Dad. I'm buying this fucking house.
No, for real. It's funny. I make fun of Phil for money now.
Puts him in his place, you know?
Well, what a gift. For years, he was correct. He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd be down there playing Xbox.
It makes it so much more powerful when you finally get the powers in you.
Yeah,
it's like when you beat your dad
on one-on-one. Yeah.
Basketball for the first time. You're doing it every day to him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're slamming on your dad every fucking day with a wallet.
So I was downstairs. My parents came home and my mom was excited to see me. Ran down the steps. Midway through, dropped a cookie. She was eating Oreos. Midway through, dropped the cookie and reached down to pick it up.
On the lower step?
Bro, fell. I'm talking five steps. Flat, parallel, head first into a wall.
At the joint?
At the base of the steps. Oh, God. In the basement.
Oh, Jesus.
So she was knocked out unconscious.
We knew that was coming.
But this is the best part. Katie's like, God, mom's dead. And my dad's upstairs. Hey, everybody's like, what? You can hear his voice crack. It was actually very sweet. He's like, oh, God, what? And she was like, call an ambulance. He was like, okay, all right, what's going on? And I was down there like, it's all right, everybody relax. I was the only sober one. I was like, relax. Yeah. But I did think.
Relax, I'm up 30.
I did think my mom. Dude, just I finished the game. I pressed pause. I paused my game for this. And then my mom started to come too, but the ambulance was already on its way.
Oh, no.
Fucking EMT guys come
down.
That's
like down. 10 grand, right?
She's like laying there. I have no idea. She's laying there. And then she's like, I'm okay. And then sits up and her hand was shattered.
No!
And she was like, but my hand hurts. And it was like, oh my God, dude. See an old woman's hand just gnarled, dude. Gnarled. Everybody. My dad was like, Jesus Christ.
EMTs, you're puking.
She was so embarrassed. I hate when I go home and everybody around me is a fucking dumbass Republican. Whenever I go home and I'm like, oh my God, I just roll my eyes, dude. Because you know me, I'm nice.
Yeah, dude.
So like if my dad starts with his shit, I'm just like, oh. And I grit my teeth and I get through the holidays listening to fucking ignorant trash.
I don't know how many more I have in me though, dude.
It's time we start discussing whether or not it's acceptable to go home and even hang out with your parents if they're going to spout bullshit.
Yeah, dude. Crazy.
I would literally still go home if my dad was a Nazi. I'd be like, yo, my dad's wild.
Yeah.
If late in his life, Phil decides like it's time to bring back the Reich.
Collecting paraphernalia.
Yes. I'd be like, all right, Phil. Fucking less weird than women's basketball. What would you rather do? Have your dad be a... Oh, this is mean. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
I'm being mean to Phil, dude. Phil's the best.
It's not mean, but I think I know what you're saying.
I can't tell you how much I love my dad.
Dude, I know. We know you love him. I know.
I love my dad.
I'll shoot the question.
I'm going to be so fucking sad when Phil dies.
Oh, man.
I might quit comedy when Phil dies.
That makes sense.
I might be done.
Jeff, just toss on a
Jeff. I'll say there's nothing funny anymore.
You have to pick up the team.
Phil's the laughter in my life.
Yeah, you have to pick up the team, dude.
Yeah, I'll have to go coach with girls high girls school basketball.
With those girls. So what would you... I mean, the answer... I thought you were about to ask me, would you rather your dad
be a Nazi or a women's... Not a pedo. What the fuck, dude? Did you just call my dad a pedophile?
No, I thought you thought that you were making that connection. You were just not trying to do the thing.
For real, obviously, the answer is you want your dad to be a Nazi over a pedophile.
Obviously, yeah. I don't think your dad doesn't have a funny bone in his body, bro, in terms of that nonsense. I'll be honest.
I'm pissed you're bringing it up to debate.
If I even thought he did, I would confront you live.
I would whip his ass.
I would confront both of you guys live.
You would confront me and my father live on the podcast?
I've sussed out your whole situation. Not a goddamn pedophile in your guys' house.
No, there's not a pedophile.
Not a goddamn pedophile anywhere near that place.
Thank Christ.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Imagine growing up in a pedophile house, dude.
I'm gonna do that, dude. Phil will make
a plate of like 40 hot dogs. And it's like, dude, no one wants these fucking hot dogs. And then I'll just stand there and just slurp them down. If I walked over and deep throated a hot dog in front of Phil, he'd...
He'd fucking
hit my arm. Like, what the hell? What are you doing?
Dude, you'd fuck him up.
Yeah, how do you like to be mutilated, you motherfucker?